This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum and hello to everyone. You're listening to Global Kids with Khaled, the coolest show where we learn about cultures, countries, and super fun things from around the world. I'm your host, Khaled, and guess what? Today's episode is super duper special because it's about someone very close to my heart. Something very close to my heart. Pakistan. And I have the most important guest ever, which is someone very close to my heart, my mama. But she's just not my mama. She's also the president of Pakistan Association of Otago. That's right. She's the boss lady behind all the fun events we do here in Dunedin. Hi, mama.
Hi, Khaled. Walaikum assalam. First of all, thank you so much, Khaled. What an amazing welcome. I feel like a celebrity already. Thank you for having me on Global Kids with Khaled today. It's always, always fun to be here on your show. And I'm so excited to be here today and to talk about this amazing celebration that we've been planning.
I'm so happy you're here. Okay, let's tell everyone what we're talking about. Drumroll, please. We are getting ready for a super fun event to celebrate Pakistan's Independence Day. Mm-hmm. Mama, can you tell everyone what this event is about?
Of course. Pakistan's Independence Day is on August 14th. And this year, the Pakistani Association of Otago is going big. We are planning two amazing events in early September this year. A formal beautiful gathering with speeches, performances, and yummy lunch at a colorful open-air mela, which is a open celebration for all with stalls, fun games, jumping castles, face painting, henna art, and so many more things for the kids to do. So the first event is going to be happening on the 14th of September. Hmm. And then the second event is going to be happening a week after that, which is 21st of September.
Wait, two events? That's double the fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can kids like me be part of the both?
Oh, perfect. That's all we want. Absolutely. We are planning a big celebration for Pakistan's Day, and it is going to be full of color, culture, food, performances, and a lot of happiness. So, and especially for kids. The kids are the most welcome people in both of the events. Yes.
Ugh, I think this event is going to be so fun. I can't wait for it. And can you tell us what day is it?
It's on 14th of September, the first event, which is a closed event, RSVP only. So it's not an open event. So only probably the community members who give us their RSVP first, they will join us. Plus, we will also send out some invitations to some very, very important people in Dunedin and hopefully out of Dunedin as well. So, that one is the one which is closed event. But the event that I want to talk about is the second day event, which is an open mela, which is going to be on 21st of September. And that is open to everyone. There is no ticket or fees to enter. Entry is free. And I think most of the kids' activities are also for free. There's going to be a jumping castle.
Like last time.
Yeah. And it's going to be fun. You enjoyed it last time so much, I remember.
Oh, are there going to be, did you tell us there were going to be stalls?
Oh, there are going to be stalls. And yes, for the stalls, we have opened the registration for stalls. So if you want to set up a food stall or cultural exhibition or anything that you would want to set up, you would need to register. So I have opened that registration and I've pasted that registration link on the Facebook page and also on the Instagram page for Pakistan Association of Otago. So, I mean, it is now pasted and it is now published for everyone to see. And we will soon be also handing out some posters for the show as well.
And on day two, that's the fun day, right?
Yeah, that's the one we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was thinking of the second day too. I liked how you explained the second day because mm-hmm. you said stalls,
yeah,
and
stalls,
a jumping castle.
Jumping castle, yeah.
Mehndi?
Mehndi, yes. Mehndi is called Dahina art.
Yeah, henna
yeah,
art.
Yeah, Dahina art. And yeah, so face painting as well. And maybe I think we are also talking to a magician and a juggler.
Oh.
So there will be shows for the kids. And we've also reached out to the University of Otago Museum. The Otago Museum and some people from the University of Otago from the science department.
Wait, are we going to go to Otago Museum?
No, they will come to us.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I wish we go to the Otago Museum. But anyway, it's still a fun event. Like, not being sad or anything. It's not about making a big fuss, but even one day mm-hmm. is a perfect event.
Mm, yeah.
Oh my God, this sounds like the best weekend ever. Are kids allowed to perform too?
Of course. In fact, we are encouraging all the children to take part. There will be certificates and gifts for the performers. So, for example, if you are going to do a presentation, you will not only just get to do the presentation in front of everyone, you will also get a certificate.
Yeah, it's
plus
a close.
Gift. Yes. So, we just want to see everyone participate, prepare well, and enjoy the stage. Because honestly, Hirit, these kinds of events, I mean, when exactly do you get to wear your cultural clothes? You don't really, right?
Yeah, not really, because, yeah, sometimes, like, on Eid, obviously, but...
Yeah, but that's only 2 days in 365 days of a year. That's only 2 days when it is Eid.
Wait, and, are you serious? There are 365 days in a year?
Yeah, yeah. And for 2 days, we have the Eid event where you get to wear your shalwar kameez and all of your cultural clothes and everything. But these kinds of events, they give us that platform, especially for the children, to go out, show off their beautiful clothes, show off their henna art and speak in their language. When do you get to speak in Urdu? Do you?
No, but only at home. But mostly I have to speak English because my brother is there.
Yeah, we have it, so we're trying very hard to.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that you're acting like such a big teacher because you're telling us so many facts. Like, I'm being honest, you're telling us so many facts. Even the listeners would be like, this girl's awesome, she's telling us so many facts. But anyway, it's about culture.
Yeah.
Okay, now tell me, how are we putting this all together? Like, do you have a big team helping you?
Yes, we have a wonderful team of volunteers, mums, dads, young people, even
and
grandparents, and kids.
No way,
yes.
I'll actually just go and play. So how about you, all the parents and everybody can set it up and the kids can all stay at somebody's house and have fun.
No,
and
we could do that. Yep.
And at least one parent or two parents, like, would be at home with them because, you know, we can't be home alone. Because if the kids are there, the parents might be giving work to the kids. They're like, oh, do this, do this, do this. Except the kids are in a very important thing. And to the listeners, I'm just saying that, you know, does this happen to you if you're a kid? Your parents always tell you to do things when you're in a very important moment. Like, you're watching a movie and some really good part is coming. Something is happening, like Spider-Man is getting defeated or anything. So, and then your parents' time is to say something which takes about 3 hours to do. So...
Excuse me? What took you 3 hours to
stop.
Do?
This girl is being very mean. Please don't, okay? You don't want to disturb that good stuff.
Okay. So, talking about the volunteers, so there are lots of people who have volunteered to help us for the event, and everyone actually in the community has taken on a different job, from booking events to from booking the venues to decorating and making posters, taking photos, preparing certificates for the performers, setting up the stalls. So I can say that it's a full-on community effort. So everybody is doing their part, and I am so happy that we're all getting together as a community to make this event happen.
But have we decided where is it going to be?
Yeah, we have. The first event is going to be at the Edgar Center.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That would be a great place.
And the second event is going to be at the Alhambra Hall. Alhambra Hall, Alhambra Union Hall, where we had the last Pakistan Day event last year. Where, do you remember, we had the jumping castle? And we had the stall for chicken parathas.
Oh, that place. Yeah. I don't think it was last year, though.
No, it was a year before. Yeah.
2023?
Yes. Yeah,
but like I still do remember when I was getting a wrap from a stall, and then you or Baba gave me some money so I can get something. And the first thing I bought was like a cupcake from somebody. And yeah, I remember I was in the jumping castle. I got a little bit scared because I was scared that it might pop. Because, you know, I was scared of balloons a lot that time. But I still just enjoyed the place. And yeah, that's such a good place. I thought it was already gone, something built there.
No. It was, we're going to have our event there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there was even maybe at that place or another place, there was even a wedding. Do you remember?
Yes, you're right. It was the same place.
Yeah, I remember.
I went to that wedding there.
Before, 1 year ago, I thought that was just my dream. But when I asked you, I finally found out. Because I do remember very old things. And do you remember when it was?
I think it was early 2023.
Oh, yeah.
It was not that long that we came to New Zealand.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like in 2023 that just ended. So, that was one of the first things we did when we came to New Zealand.
Yeah, I think so.
One of the first events.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a lot of work. Because we have to do so many things, decorations. Mm. But I think Pakistan Day is just trying to make everything good. But it's just about spending time together and, just celebrating the Independence Day. What's been your favorite part of the planning so far?
I think my favorite part is seeing how everyone is working together like one big family. Mm. And it's not always easy, especially when you have kids and when you have jobs and other responsibilities.
Well, I'm not annoying.
Yeah.
But I think since it's for some babies, I think it is like they
No, I mean me. What? I mean for the parents. You've seen that we've been meeting for planning this event. So not easy as a parent to, you know, spend my time and energy on something that is not my job.
And if the kids have speeches or quizzes like I have quiz, so you have to like teach the kids so many things, especially Xavi. Xavier is like, he's, even though like, he's like he's doing a presentation, and you know how hard it is to teach somebody who's 3 years old, and it will be so. But still, when you're teaching that person, it's just that when makes you feel like that, like mashallah, this person is such a, he's growing and so early, but.
And especially when you teach somebody, you're not just teaching them. You're also learning.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I teach you or when I teach Xavier about anything.
Learning about the person.
Yeah. And it tells me, I mean, I always underestimate you. I mean, I feel like, she's too young for this. Or, you know, she wouldn't be able to do this. She's just a child. But no, you are able to do so much more than I think that you can. So when I'm teaching you something, and the way you pick things up and the way you understand things and the way you answer, it tells me, oh my God, she grew up. She's growing up so fast, and I am just learning about all of these new things about her. And same for Xavier. I never knew that he could, he could call his dad all by himself. So, he opened my phone, used the password, and called his dad all by himself. And I was like, oh my God, you're only 3 years old. What are you doing?
Even though even when he has no training, we didn't even show him how to do it.
Yeah.
But Did you tell him the password?
I did, actually.
Oh, well, that doesn't really matter. Passwords can be remembered.
Mm.
But did you tell him how to call people?
No, I didn't.
I think he learns by looking, too. Because if somebody doesn't teach you, that doesn't mean you're so dumb and you can't know that.
Mm.
You might learn from looking and speaking.
That's called observation. We don't always learn from learning or somebody teaching us. Mostly we learn from observing. So if somebody else is doing something and I'm just looking at them and I can, you know, kind of learn whatever they are learning, that's called observation.
Oh, I always thought what was observation's meaning. Like, I even said Independence Day bad. I don't know why this is happening because I'm not looking at. I'm not thinking so much. So yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
I love that. And how people help? Like, if someone's listening, if someone listening wants to be a wonderful volunteer or do a food stall?
Ah, yes. That's a great question. As I told you before, we have made that very, very easy. We have shared a QR code that takes you to the Google document link where people can just add their names next to a task. Like, you know, if they want to set up a stall or if they want to set up an exhibition or so there is a registration link in that poster, which has already been uploaded to Facebook. And it is available on the Pakistani Association of Otago's page. And the physical copies of those posters will also go out very soon.
Well, when you said they can sign their names,
mm-hmm.
my teacher always told me that if you want to be a great leader, you have to try more things. So I think you could send me that Google Docs.
I will.
So I can put my names on everything, but that won't be fair for the other kids. But I still, like, at least want to do one thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Can I do two things that, like, last time I did?
I mean, honestly, you're already doing a lot. You're already doing a lot. You're already helping by being our youngest host and sharing this with everyone. This is also help.
So am I gonna do like anything else than the quiz?
Yes, you're going to be a part of the skit that they're preparing with all the children, and there are going to be some other group performances as well from the children that you're going to be a part of, and then you're going to do your own quiz, and you're helping the event in a way that you are now telling everyone about that event, which is really very helpful.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you have to do it. It's just when it's an important day. My teacher didn't tell me that if it's not an important day. He says, like, only in the school if you have to. If there's a new event coming up in the school, you should probably join it. But it's not about joining it because you're just signing your name off. And signing your name off doesn't mean that you have to do it and you just want to be popular and just people want to see you. That's not what I'm meaning.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to just be inspired by other people too. So a few years ago, there were so many people who came and showed their, like, their abilities that they can do. So sometimes, like, there's some dances, they can do yoga or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that time and I was inspired. And inspiration is a very good thing. Like, you can get inspired. You can learn millions
of
things.
Exactly.
That's
and
what
especially
makes you learn.
At this age, inspiration is extremely important.
Yeah.
You need to have people around you who inspire you.
That's why you have to do it when you're a kid. Then you can be inspired by different things. Mm-hmm. When you grow up, you can get a job. You can sometimes people, if they work a lot when they're little, sometimes people can be such good scientists, like Albert Einstein.
Mm,
yeah, like he still had a problem, but he still did it because he studied.
Yeah, yeah, of
course. It's not that he was smart so much, but all because he read books so much and, he just studied and got inspired by other things.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And his last words was, if you make a mistake, you should not always forgive to that mistake. It's like you should think about the mistake and say, I won't do it again. But it's like you won't. It's like you're getting inspired about it too. You can learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, we did that last year in my class, and his words were just. I still remember his words because they were so inspiring.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so nice that you are talking about all of this, and it's making me emotional that, you know, she's so grown up and she's talking about being inspired by
Einstein. I'm going to get double digit in 5 months, so...
Yeah, yeah, yep. You're going to be 10 soon. That's
big. Yeah, because my birthday is in January and my birthday is going to be next year, but that doesn't matter. It's just 1 month.
But that's big. 10 years is so big.
No, but some people think it's not big.
You're not going to be a baby anymore.
Well, I'm still not a baby. Did you just call me a baby? Wait, I'm still not a baby, but double digit. And you said after that, I won't have so many birthdays at, like, in different places.
You will have lots of birthdays.
Yeah, until I'm 100 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, even though you are.
Then you'll be triple.
You have great great grandchildren, and yeah, I don't care because
then you'll
I still
be three digits, 100, and we will do a big birthday for you when you are 100 years old. Maybe I won't be there.
Let's not talk about this anymore.
Okay.
I think you would be there. You could be still 100 and how old are you gonna be?
Let's get to the next question.
Okay, let's be it. Next question. Ooh, I hope someone makes biryani and gulab jamun. Okay, next question. What are you most excited about on event day?
I am most excited to see everyone happy, especially the kids, running around, the smell of delicious food, and you just mentioned
biryani. Kids running around. Sometimes parents just get annoyed for kids running around.
But I love that. That's the beauty of a community event, that the kids get to enjoy, and there are flags everywhere for Pakistan, and the beautiful clothes, the music, and the love of Pakistan in the air, and the poetry, and the Urdu language, and the Punjabi language, and everything that reminds us of our beautiful culture.
But don't wish that the kids will run too much because people can fall. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. It's not about the community that it has to be. But that's a good thing to say. But don't wish that running too much because they could fall. Sometimes, like, I fell down one time and I got a glass cut on my finger. Alrighty. It's almost time to wrap up, but I always ask guests this one last question. If you could send me one message to all the kids and families listening today, what would it be? Just a little tiny message.
I'd say never forget where you come from. Be proud of your culture, your language, your traditions. Celebrate them, share them, and always lift each other up. When we come together with love and unity, we can do amazing things.
And what I would say is that always be inspired. Mm-hmm. And I would agree to everything that Mama said. Thank you for being on my show today. I'm really proud of you and everything that you're doing for me and the community.
Thank you so much, Kia Jana. And I'm so proud of you for hosting such a thoughtful show.
Okay, that's it for today's episode of Global Kids with Kidit. I hope you enjoyed too, Mama, and I hope you all join us at the Pakistan Day celebrations and bring your smiles, your flags, your energy. Until next time, take care, be kind, and Jeevi Pakistan. Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Kidit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Kidit signing off. Kia ora, alafis, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.